It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome to the Grilling Guys. You're listening to us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all of our affiliates. Big Rapids, good to see you. I'm coming your way. It's football season, and as a Ferris alum, I am a supporter. But
you're
anyway,
an athletic supporter is what you are.
I am. They call me Jop, not Jock, so that's good. But anyway, I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You were a bit of a jock when you were up there, though.
Well, not much. Just
team.
A small bit. Just okay. An itty-bitty
more
bit.
More than me.
Yeah, well, I came to the realization I wasn't nearly as good as most everybody else around me. So I went the fraternity and drinking route, and, man, I was great at that.
Well, I didn't see you. I was bartending at the Best Western back in those days.
I might have been your customer.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of the parents in from the hockey team, and a lot of the coaches and staff came in there because it was the classy place in town. So it was a swanky cocktail lounge, and
I wasn't there.
I started making real tips because I started off at a shot and pop bar in Reed City, which is no longer there.
Right.
And it was a bit of a legendary place. It was called Henry's.
Okay.
And it was a real redneck shot and pop.
Yeah.
And I made like a buck a day in tips.
Yeah.
If they gave you a dime, you were doing lucky.
Yeah.
But the dude that owned it fired me when I joined the Guards. He broke the law.
Oh, really?
And I was happy to go up to the Best Western.
So, speaking of tips, I mean, servers and bartenders work their tails off, and they deserve tips. And being taxed on tips is now a political
issue. Thankfully.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah, which I think is great because they do work their tails off. But have you noticed when you go out to eat now, it starts at 20, goes to like 22 and a half, and then 25. Those are your options.
Every time you pay with one of those iPad card things,
right?
Even like if you're standing there checking out for like there's a fruit market I love to go to,
right?
And it's like I saw a rule on X the other day. They said if you're standing in line paying for something that you're serving yourself, you don't have to pay a tip. And I thought, that's right. Why did we get guilted into, you know, I'm buying some vegetables. I think if you don't pay your workers enough, then you should tip them. But I'm paying a lot for everything I buy. And I don't feel like if I self-service.
To me, it's a service. I don't know why we're on this, but I brought it up. So, but to me, if there's a service involved, but if they're a store, I mean, I don't go to Meijer or Sobey or anywhere where I go to buy stuff. I don't leave a tip on that tab. I gather my stuff. I go up and I pay for it. Whatever they charge is what they charge.
Right.
Right. There's no service involved with that.
And a lot
and
of farm caterers,
market should be the
a
same
lot of
way.
Caterers put an automatic 18% gratuity on the bill.
Right. Yep. I don't. I leave
I
that up to the discretion.
I put a suggestion.
Right. I just leave it to the discretion of the buyer.
And that wedding I did for my friend's son last weekend. I told him in advance, I'm not putting gratuity on here. I don't want it. Take that 18% and keep it for your wedding gift.
Sure, yeah.
And he said, his mom said, wow, that's... And he still tried tipping me at the end. And I said, no, remember? That was our deal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you were doing a service, though. Different story. You weren't there just dropping off food. You served it.
But if he wasn't my good friend's kid, I would have welcomed it. I've had some wonderful tips.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
But
people are very generous if you do a good job for them.
That line, I hope Mr. T keeps throwing things out that shouldn't be taxed, because the other thing he said is Social Security.
Right.
And I absolutely have always believed that you paid into that thing your whole life. Now, don't come back and take part of it again. You guys are too good at that.
Right.
So I hope he keeps dropping those little truth bombs and makes everybody pay attention to it, because that's just not right.
Yep.
It's not a huge check for any of them.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
So don't tax it. And don't take Social Security taxes out of it. It's like,
right, yeah.
I'm going to tax the tax that's taxed already.
Right. Yeah. Interesting.
It's like a derivative.
Yeah.
You know, we're being propped up by derivatives if you want to talk money. Silver's going to blow through the ceiling because they keep shorting it and paying for it with derivatives. Well, a derivative is a bet on a bet on a bet on a bet. You know, it's phony. So we've got, you know, all I can say is gold and silver, baby. Gold and silver. Right. And watch.
That's your investment tip of the day from the Grilling Guys.
Watch your 401ks and all that stuff, because if you can move them into the safest thing possible, do it, because we have a tidal wave coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Could be.
No, it is. It's just not in the news.
Yeah.
It's not.
I agree. Everybody's got to take care of their own assets.
Yeah.
Right? And so did you do any catering this last week?
No, but Sunday I have a birthday party at the house.
Okay.
For my little Cecilia is going to be 3.
Okay.
And so I'm doing the porchetta.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I picked up my pork belly and loin from Sobey yesterday after work.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going to have a bunch of people, and I'm going to have the best presentation of porchetta you can ever imagine.
That'll be cool.
I can't wait.
Yeah, that is. We had a little practice earlier this year, and that's something that not everybody does. First of all, you can't get the ingredients unless you go to a butcher.
Right.
No, you're not going to find one of these things wrapped up in a big box store. So it's a cool cut. Look it up.
Where did you find your fresh fennel?
What? I went to the grocery store. And
mine doesn't have it.
I think it was maybe a family fair.
Or D&W might have.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, same thing. All the same family there. But yes, and you know where it was? It was on Lake Michigan Drive in Covell, that one right on the corner there.
Coble,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one right there is where I got it.
I could see that from my first house.
Yeah, because I was on my way to Sobey's to pick up the meat, and I knew I needed it, so I was driving by. I just wheeled in there, and sure enough, it's a bulb with the stalks on it, and the little wispy things, the feathers, if you will, are what you really want. They're the flavorful part.
So for the non-grilling guy, the porchetta that you're talking about?
Yep.
It's pork belly.
Right.
And you lay it out with the skin down, and you put these wonderful blends of seasonings on it and fennel seed. And then you put a beautiful whole pork loin, or at least as long as you need for the width of the pork belly. And then you season that up as well. And you actually butterfly the loin so that you can season all inside it. And then you roll the whole thing up and you truss it with butcher's twine. And then you put it on a spit and slow roast it.
Ooh.
And it just
self-basting.
It is so
wonderful.
It's so beautiful.
So it's the pork belly, for those that don't know that term, it's what bacon is made out of. So you're wrapping a pork loin in bacon. Raw bacon. It's not been cured, it's not been smoked, but that's what you're going to do on the rotisserie is cook it. Now Bob will tell you that this is a pork belly with skin on it, and you got to, you know, deal with the nipples. But other than that, it's really good.
The first one I did, that was the funniest part. It's like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen a skin-on belly in quite a while. Goochie, goochie, goo.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you also, you diamond score that skin.
Right.
And then as it roasts, it wants to spread apart, and the fat gets a chance to render because there's a lot of it. And what happens to that skin that's on there is it gets a golden crispy brown, and so that's called cracklins, and some people like it.
Right.
I can live without it, but it's a novelty.
Other tip, big tip, because of what he just said, because when it gets hot, that those cracks open up and the fat renders, you cook this over indirect heat. You almost need a pan underneath it to catch all that fat.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it hitting your coals, because it'll flare up like crazy. So your fire's in the back of your grill, not underneath the meat, and you're getting, and it's just rotisserie, and the heat's coming on one side, but the meat turns constantly on the rotisserie getting
heated. And I've got that big homemade stainless South American style, which is how they do it down there. They do a lot on spits.
Huh.
And like, if you ever go to a Brazilian steakhouse, the gauchos are going to come to your table with a giant sword, and they're going to carve it right onto your plate, and it's a beautiful thing. Bada boom, bada bing.
I'm really glad you guys got back to the grilling part of the show.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Hey, I'm still doing the intermittent fasting, and I'm telling you, it's torture to see all this food.
Yeah, exactly. Well, coming up next, speaking of food, maybe we'll talk about a little more of that. You know, it's chicken on the Barbie. So stick with us. We'll be back.